Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3, I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Mr. MD,
Doctor,
now can you tell me?
And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Yep. We're ready to roll here to enlighten you, hopefully entertain you, and be well out there. Magical Engineer, ready? Yeah, Frank, you ready? He's ready. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR and other networks. We're here to bring you some light, some truth. So I pray every day I speak the Lord's truth to you. So blessed be the Lord God above, right? We had a great show. First part of the show, we're going to be talking about some women's reproductive issues and some new research that's in the works. going to be funny. Well, reproduction issues are not funny, but what science is thinking is kind of weird. So we're going to cover that. And we have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting them up in prayer. I'm lifting all the brethren up in prayer. I'm lifting all these issues up in prayer that we have here in the world today. And I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm minding the time, because it grows short. You'll never regret ever spending that time in prayer with the Lord. It's the best time you could spend. So I have another wonderful poem here by Lee Forbes. This one is called The Awakening. And it says, "The canopy will open as it did so long ago, but this time not for water, as true Bible students know. For in his pomp and glory, our Redeemer will return to claim his bright and faithful who revealed the truth they learned. But those who keep it hidden while they're busy living life, confused with entertainment and the devil's subtle strife, will find the one they hope for will not when know them at all, since they neglected heeding his empiric service call. So, friend, while he's still calling, don't be slow to heed his will. Make sure his will follow with each person that you tell. And live as though tomorrow may not be yours to possess, as you know not his purpose to give you much more or less. But by his grace be vigilant to share truth far and wide. Don't let intimidation keep you silent while you hide. But shine the light on evil while you trust the Lord will do the work he has anointed to be done through me and you." That's right. Be bold out there. God's going to take care of the rest. Yep, yep. Seek his face, mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker. Medicare spent over $15 billion on blood thinners last year after the COVID jabs rolled out. That's right. Big Pharma cashing in on the vaccine-induced clotting, causing huge boom for the sale of the blood thinners. So the blood thinners, they don't know if they'll work on these bizarre nanotech shots creating these blood abnormalities, because, you know, they're not normal blood cells anymore, apparently, they're finding. So blood thinners Eliquis, Xarelto have already bankrolled nearly $50 billion since 2015. They now cost $500 a month for these blood thinners. And America pays five times more for these drugs than other countries. Wow. All right, moving along in the quack report. Last but not least, Frank, they say the best way to fend off dementia at any age, they're saying, is to break a sweat. That's right. They said if you want robust cognition, sharp thinking, they say, you know, make sure you exercise daily and you break a sweat doing it. These are the scientists at UC San Francisco. They found that the brains, when it's physically active, especially for elderly adults, if they contain more of a specific type of protein when they're physically active, and this actually helps the connections between the neurons in the brain maintain a healthy flow of mental thought. They did find on autopsies, this held up even with people that had high brain levels of these proteins associated, the toxic kind associated with Alzheimer's, causing neurodegenerative diseases. So they did find a difference in proteins, those who exercised, those that didn't, those who had Alzheimer's, and those who didn't. So this is some work on the synapse protein regulation. This is research on this. And this is Dr. Kaylin Castillo, assistant professor of neurology, university, is releasing this research. So get out there and move. Our bodies are designed to move, so don't be sedentary. And you can, you know, stay sharp, focused, mentally fit for a long, long time. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. All right, so we're going to check it. Now, guys, don't check out. We're going to talk about women reproductive cycle stuff. You're going to learn some things here. And you know what? My experience over the last 25, 30 years is when I tell women how to fix their cycle issue, men send me thank you cards. So this is a heads up here. So this is the topic is, you know, on this research that women's reproductive cycle health is now a global public problem, they're saying. I went, huh. So, you know, I've become increasingly astonished by some of the medical research these days I'm reading. And if they're not making mountains out of molehills, they're making stuff up. So here is some research by the University of Virginia on the topic of PMS, your premenstrual syndrome. And they're saying they are making it out to be kind of almost like a global threat issue. So the public has been hearing about PMS for like 70 years. Oh, man. And has medical science found a cure? No. And is there a solution? Is it curable? And the answer is yes. So we're going to be talking about that for the next few minutes here. I don't know, Frank, well, you're a guy. Does this topic interest you at all? Or are you kind of like, no, this is not my cup of tea? Yes or no? He's thinking. Well, I mean, I guess if you have a significant other, it's important. Us men have our own problems. Oh, well, I know. We've talked about men's health issues also on the show. So it's not like we haven't covered the guy stuff. So, yeah, it's important. It's important to, you know, keep it in mind. And, you know, I truly think that if we just, you know, care about one another in a good perspective way, you know, it's going to be the way to go. It really is. It's going to be the way to go. And it's a simple fix. A lot of times this is a simple fix. And I'm hoping that, you know, this segment of the show may show people that, you know, they have more options than they think. And it's not going to be too difficult to maneuver through a lot of this information. And it's not rocket science. A lot of it's pretty easy. So I hope this segment will help people understand that cycle balancing a woman female reproductive area is really not that hard. So, sorry, I had my editor here asking me a question. I'm distracted by it. I got to turn this email stuff off and get with it. Okay, so we're going to be talking about our lovely reproduction area. Let's do a little PMS history, Frank. You like history, right? Yeah, so PMN history. So we're going to talk about, yes, premenstrual syndrome history. It was, you know how, who coined this premenstrual syndrome, this PMS label, this PMS label? It was two British doctors, Dr. Raymond Green and Katrina Dalton. Now, prior to their PMS label, the condition of PMS was referred to as premenstrual tension in the medical text. So the work was published, or their work was published in the 1953 British Medical Journal and in the Embryo Project Encyclopedia. Now, medical science really hasn't done anything but to develop drugs to cover up symptoms of PMS, and says it's most likely is going to be due to a hormone imbalance. So the symptoms of PMS often occur a week or so prior to the menstrual bleeding. And Green and Dalton investigated the issues due to increased numbers of women that were complaining of symptoms. So there's this scant mention of PMS throughout history, as men were typically the scribes or writers, and they didn't write about things that that they didn't experience. So in ancient Israel, any person that had a discharge from any part of their body were considered unclean and were put outside the camp. And this also pertained to women on their monthly period. So you had your period, had to go outside the camp. You read about it. It's in Leviticus chapter 15. In the Hindu religion, menstruating women were not allowed to enter the temple. So in medieval times, religious shame fell on women who were menstruating, and therefore women were said to go to great lengths to hide evidence that they were having their period. And then in the 1880s, menstrual products came on the market during the Victorian period, and Johnson & Johnson sold the first disposable pads in 1888. Tampons, well, they were invented later in 1930. So what are the symptoms of PMS? Well, the symptoms that Green and Dalton wrote about in the 50s were bloating, breast tenderness, migraine headaches, fatigue, anxiety, depression, and irritability. Okay. Now, science today has added to the list cramps, mood swings, acne, constipation, and diarrhea, and lower back pain. And then they also had drug therapies. You know, doctors, even the doctors Green and Dalton in their research experiment with various therapies, and some being extreme, for instance, surgical removal of ovaries. They also played with hormone injections with limited success. And then they also mentioned nutritional deficiency as being involved, such as low vitamin B, which was said to exacerbate the symptoms, and vitamin A was said to help ease the symptoms. Here's a quote from the report. They said, after the publication of Green and Dalton's research, many scientists and doctors accepted the premenstrual syndrome as a legitimate phenomenon. So no longer in your head, ladies. This was a legitimate diagnosis. In 2022, we're getting to this research now. This was September of this year. Research at a University of Virginia health system states that your PMS is a public health issue, and 64% of women have it. They say it seems that PMS is all too common now, causing a, quote, key public health issue globally. So it appears that the mood swings and the anxiety are being played up big time. And they report that 61% of the women report having mood-related symptoms every month. Over 230,000 women were surveyed for the study between the ages of 18 and 55 in 140 countries. They use this app called Flow. So the app tracks women's menstrual cycles and physical symptoms. Here are some of the symptoms the app logged in. Food cravings, 85%, mood swings, 64%, fatigue, 57%, anxiety varied by country between 35 and 68%. Other symptoms registered suggested some premenopausal areas, low libido, sleep changes, gastrointestinal issues, weight gain, sweating, hot flashes, hair changes, rashes, and swelling. According to the report by Dr. Jennifer Payne, she's an MD in the Reproductive Psychiatry Research Program at the university. She said, our study demonstrates that premenstrual mood symptoms are incredibly common worldwide, and a majority of women report that their symptoms interfered with their everyday life at least some of the time. End of quote. Well, the percentages of the women on the Flow app that said the symptoms interfered with their daily life was under 29%, or interfered with everyday life sometimes was under 35%. Now, the food cravings affected women of all ages in the study. Younger women seemed to crave chocolate and potato chips, probably due to the magnesium those foods contain, indicating a mineral depletion. And this you see a lot with women on their periods. They'll grab a bag of chips in a heartbeat, you know. Or if you got chocolate, oh, yeah, you are a lifesaver. Ever been there, Frank? Huh? Well, Frank's saying, well, wait until they find out the shot sterilized them. That's not covered in this segment, Frank. All right, we're going to go down here to the hormone injection therapy, just in case anybody's out there thinking about it. The hormone injection therapy is sometimes, recommended to women. I want you to research those options really carefully before undergoing any of those treatments. The side effects can be feeling very tired, digestive system problems, menopause symptoms, hair thinning, muscle cramps and bone changes, weight gain, headaches, memory problems, mood swings. Well, it sounds like you've got a cycle already to deal with there. Mood swings, depression, vision changes, and blood clots. Not good if you got blood clots. We got enough of that going on with the, with the COVID thing. So how do you fix the problem? Well, what I have found is usually a lack of minerals can cause a lot of metabolic malfunction. And women down through the centuries would have issues with their cycles depending if they were malnourished or not. So the reproductive system of women demands vitamins and minerals to operate properly. And the secret is to feed the endocrine system the nutrition it needs to manufacture the hormones that regulate your cycle. So once you get the nutrition in, the body balances the hormones for your particular time of life that are right for you. So whether it's menopause or childbearing, it's going to balance. So European women, they have learned to use what they call the female herbs, and there are six of them. They use all six at the same time. Dr. John Christopher, in his travels in Europe, learned about these herbs and brought this knowledge back to the United States. He opened a clinic. He practiced as a master herbalist for 60 years. And upon retirement, he opened a school to pass on the knowledge. And as a student of his school, I learned about these six herbs, and I learned a lot more. But there is this balanced chemistry in the medicinal herbs that the scientific lab, can't replicate, can't reinvent. So here are the six herbs. Dong Quai root, Mexican wild yam, Viatex berries, also called chase tree berries, Demania leaf, licorice root, and hops flower. Now, what Dr. John Christopher learned is that you can use these herbs, these six herbs, in different amounts to help the body regulate the three very important times in a woman's life. Her cycle balancing for childbearing years, fertility issues if she's having trouble conceiving, and also menopause. So when European women discovered using these herbs, is that the extremely heavy blood flow during the cycle is resolved, and then the cycle is often shortened from 7 days to 3 days. And can you say amen to that? Not having to bleed a whole week. The rest of the PMS symptoms also disappear, and if you want a smooth transition through menopause, these herbs are also the way to go. You won't even think about menopause. Typically, it'll be like not even a blip on the radar. Be a very smooth transition. So you have medicinal herbs, you have tools, and why reinvent the wheel when God already provides the remedy? That's how I look at it. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They do have the female herb liquid formulas. They have the cycle balancer. They have the female fertility, and they have the female maturity for the menopause area. And these are all certified organic, chill standard, professional strength formulas. And you're going to sleep better, and you're just going to feel better. This is not hormone replacement. This is nutrition that feeds the endocrine system that manufactures the hormones for you for your particular time of life, so everything's balanced and correct. So not rocket science, really. It's nutrition-based, so your herbs are really packed full of a lot of nutrition, minerals, vitamins, amino acids, proteins, and the body utilizes that in a balanced way to help, you know, metabolically balance the system. So I use these herbs. I've been using these herbs for 30 years. I went through menopause like I sailed right through. I didn't even notice it. You know, I'm 61 now, but not a problem. I mean, women sometimes struggle with that menopause area. And it's a natural transition. It should be a natural free-flowing transition. It shouldn't be all this bump in the road stuff where you're up at night, you're sweating, you have all these problems. One of the things I noticed when I was in my 30s, I didn't have PMS in my 20s, but I did have it in my 30s after I had my kids. It was just a brief thing. And then I started using the herbs and it went away. But I was clumsy, Frank. I couldn't even tie a sneaker on my kid's foot. It was weird, you know. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call if you want to order those formulas. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com if you want to order online. ThePowerHerbs.com. If you're outside the country, the international number is 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972 or thepowerherbs.com. And, you know, pick up a free catalog. They have a free catalog that you can get as well. And be empowered, because that's what it's about. You can fix things the white coats can't. Doesn't that make you smile? It makes me smile. Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, definitely check that out. There are some herbs for men if they have low T and things like that. Again, it's plant nutrition to feed the endocrine system for the right time or hormonal time of life. So if the men want to try the herbs, they're out there too on the website under Just for Men, thepowerherbs.com. Oh boy, I can see by the clock we're going to be taking a break, but when we come back, we are going to be talking about you know, our senior citizens and where we may be going for helping them out in the future and some other things. We got stuff to talk about that will be empowering. We'll be right back with more.
My tears are falling 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've got to say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Just tell her that you love her. Make sure you're thinking of her in everything you say and do. Take good care of my baby. Now don't you ever make her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
We're back, Frank.
Thank you. Star Delight. All right, we're going to talk about our elderly here. We're going to talk about the value of life. The good Bible tells us, you know, God values life highly, and we should too. And, you know, we haven't been doing that. Not really. So we're talking about our aging population here in the next few minutes. There's a report out of the University of Geneva, Switzerland, that stated their aging population was getting too large. It was growing. And they were showing life expectancy had gone up, but a few additional years. But what kind of quality of life were these elderly spending in those few years? So the Swiss population seems to be growing, but it's with the people past their prime, not in good health, and they're viewed as kind of a liability. Yeah. So the Swiss aren't mincing words here. They're just laying it out there like that. So the new kind of world governing mindset is that as people age, they need to retain a certain level of health and social productivity. So they need to retain a certain validity to society as a whole. And when they don't, their value is going to go down. And we're going to take a look at these developments. You've probably heard about some of the things in various governments worldwide devaluing the elderly. Oh, we saw that happen with the elderly in the nursing homes during COVID, didn't we? We saw what happened there. So in the case of the Swiss, though, in their older population, they find that this segment of society is not aging well. They have no adequate funds, maybe, to pay for their bills, their care, and they're burdening the healthcare cost system. Now, in Switzerland, they have the universal healthcare regulated by the Swiss federal law, and this means that the Swiss are mandated to have private health insurance the moment they're born, and anyone staying 3 months or longer in their country also is required to pay for such insurance. So this is a quote from the Swiss Health Survey, International Journal of Public Health. They said, life expectancy in Switzerland has been growing steadily for decades, but these extended years are not spent in good health, and ills are prolonged in our aging population. So here's a kind of a snapshot of the Swiss stats. They're probably wondering, why worry what goes on in Switzerland? That's probably maybe what a lot of you are thinking. Well, what's over there can come across the pond, if you will, and mess with us here. So we better be aware, because we're all kind of globally connected now with the technology. So you want to keep an eye on this kind of thing in other countries in the European Union. Switzerland's part of the EU. So they're part of the European Free Trade Association, and they participated in negotiating in the European economics arena, and they are in agreement with a lot of the EU protocols. The political pressure there can modify a country and modify laws, change the landscape of the country, and that's what's going on. According to the Swiss Health Survey that they did between 1990 and 2015, the life expectancy changed. Women, they said, lived nearly 10 years longer. Men were living 4 years longer. But what quality of life were they having? So the prolonged morbidity, if you will, what the government officials and the health authorities there are looking at with regard to the life expectancy are the extended years, time spent in good health, or is it a prolonged illness and developing morbidity? They're trying to survey that out. Here's what the report said. Do we really want to see our seniors spending more years in poor health before they finally die? End of quote. And you can read what you want into that. That was by Aaron Ridmund, Institute of Demographic and Socioeconomic School of Science. I'm leaning towards the side of they want to get rid of them. They're costing too much money. So governments and medical science are asking the question, how do we determine when is life not worth living anymore, and what should we do about it? Like, they're deciding when you die. So the Swiss government is tracking 11 million of their citizens regarding this issue, and they have been collecting data for 25 years. So if you want to control more of the population, they appear to be looking at the most vulnerable, the elderly, the socioeconomic challenged population, and the Swiss Health Survey is taken every 5 years. Here's a quote from Michael Orris, professor of the Institute of Demography and Socioeconomic Studies. He says, we've been analyzing over 25 years of data, tracking over 11 million people, including migratory movement, and over 1.5 million deaths to ascertain how many years of health life expectancy the Swiss population has gained. They're doing a whole lot of tracking, Frank. That's a whole lot of tracking, don't you think? The big data, the quantum computers. According to the research that the University of Geneva, Switzerland put together, out of the additional 10 years, women picked up in life expectancy only 3 years and were considered healthy ones. The extra 4 years men gained, none were considered healthy ones. They also mentioned, at no surprise, the Swiss men and women who have higher education did live longer and healthier than those that did not have college educations. More income does help improve health status, doesn't it? So those with college educations live 3 to 5 years longer than those without, and the lower income families will sacrifice seeing their doctors and opt out of screenings due to the costs. And in Switzerland, screenings are not covered by their mandated private insurance. Therefore, the study is suggesting that where there is a less prevention care by modern medicine, the more likely that the elderly will have onset disease and rapidly deteriorate in their health. So, I don't know if they'll be able to pick up the cost of the screening, but, Frank said, yeah, health care is a business, and the rich do great, and the poor tend not to. Yes, they die sooner. Let's look at some of the policy changes. There has been a significant shift in the attitude regarding euthanasia. So this is a global development, and parts of the European Union have already started to change policy and laws regarding ending a person's life. We are now seeing hospitals and lawmakers in Canada and the United States discuss changing the strict existing laws on euthanasia. So the Swiss have always had strict laws against euthanasia. However, when situations come down to finances, it can push even the most staunch lawmakers in the other direction. Let's look at the Massachusetts Medical Society. The medical heavyweights in Massachusetts, the medical society there, are bent on rescinding the restrictions on euthanasia laws. So in September of 2018, they held a meeting and voted regarding the euthanasia, the end-of-life care. And you want to keep in mind, it's just their policy and it's not legislative law, but it is the first step to pressure politicians to make changes to current law. Vermont's Medical Society has also taken this stance. Vermont passed the Death with Dignity Bill in 2013 to allow physicians to practice the or prescribe the terminally ill with a lethal dose of drugs to end their life. California, Colorado, Oregon, Washington, and Washington, D.C. also have similar laws. Montana allows euthanasia through their state Supreme Court. What are you saying, Frank? Frank's buzzing over here. What? Oregon has assisted suicide. Yes. Yep. Yeah. So, that's why a lot of people were flocking to your state at one point, wasn't it, Frank? Because, you know, that was available. You know, people, I guess, that were in terminal distress. They were doing that. Here's a quote from the Massachusetts Medical Society. They say the society has rescinded its long-held opposition to doctor-assisted suicide and adopt a neutral engagement position. This is done to more effectively engage with lawmakers in the legislature to debate the legality of euthanasia in the state. So you see what I mean? This was the stepping stone to the legislation of it. So we are witnessing a major shift to drop the formal ethical positions on euthanasia, and this push is sponsored by greed, basically. Medical insurance companies and other industries that stand to profit can utilize lobbyists to change these laws on euthanasia. So let's say you have pretty good insurance and you're in the hospital, and let's say you get an infection in there and you get sepsis, which is the most expensive illness to treat, which is blood poisoning, right? It's cheaper to euthanize you than it is to treat you. See what I mean? So the insurance companies don't want to pay, you know, and so then the hospitals are stuck with you and your inability to pay that bill. So, you know, they're lobbying for this kind of thing. So what they're doing is they're coming up with the algorithms and programs to calculate the value of your life. So we find that modern society is enacting laws that prevent the beginning of life, or they had been, with abortion. Now they're trying to overturn that stuff, trying to get it nationwide, I hope so. So, but now they're creating legal ways to cut life short. So in 2016, Medscape reported that 57% of the U.S. medical physicians think changing the restrictions on euthanasia is a good thing. In 2015, Gallup poll survey of the general public showed that there were supportive, they're 68% supportive. And an interesting quirk is that the American College of Physicians is opposed to medically assisted euthanasia. So how long will it take that, you know, and how long will they stand? You know, as anybody's guess, the American Medical Association ordered its Judicial Council of Ethical Affairs to look into making changes to policy and laws with physicians. So according to the New England Journal of Medicine, the rate of euthanasia in the United States from 2007 to 2013 went up from 1.9% to 4.6%. And the percentage of granted requests was 76.8%. Now, in October of 2017, Cambridge University analyzed the cost of healthcare compared to euthanasia and found that for critically ill patients, it costs a fortune with little benefit in return, citing costs of over $82,000 to over $190,000 for each additional year of life. So they're saying you're not worth it, right? $82,000 to $190,000 a year if you're critically ill with no return. Return to who? Society. Right. Everything's about, you know, Mother Earth and the global society. Here is a quote from the New England Medical Journal. They said, the conventional doctrine that rests on the distinction between killing and letting die, that itself has no moral importance and is invalid. End of quote. No moral importance and is invalid. This is Dr. Ryan Anderson, Euthanasia Prevention Coalition. He said, physician-assisted suicide endangers the weak, corrupts medicine, compromises the family, and violates human dignity and equality. Medicine is permitting tools for healing to be used as techniques for killing. Euthanasia will most threaten the weak and marginalized. End of quote. Yeah, the ones that aren't producing anymore. What'd you say, Fern? I thought you said something. Well, the changing laws put everyone at risk of physician-assisted suicide or euthanasia, as it can become non-voluntary, like some of the cases in the Netherlands. So in the Netherlands, the euthanasia has taken a dark turn to victimize non-voluntary patients such as children, the demented or mentally ill, the elderly, and others. So the violation of their so-called safeguards has led to creating a death culture. Right? That's kind of like, you know, if you are an organ donor, it's on your driver's license, right? And you're in God forbid, a car accident, and you have a head injury, you got a big target on yourself. They're going to harvest your organs and sell them in a skinny minute. Don't you think they won't? They would do that. What'd you say, Frank? And maybe they can harvest a few organs for a few more bucks. Well, that's what we were just talking about. Yeah. So, I mean, that's why I never put organ donor on my driver's license, because that really puts you at a big risk, because they can make more money cutting out your organs and selling them, right, than they do can saving your life. They'll make more money selling your organs. Very bad. So the human body reacts to everything we put into it. Your food, your medicine, good or bad, is going to react. So we need to determine which are the healthy sources, and we want to utilize them, and we want to stay from the away from the threats. It could mean the difference between being healthy and vital all your life. Now, herbal medicines are very effective. They're gentle on the system. They provide a very low risk. And I like medicinal herbs because they strengthen the body metabolically. And strength is required if you want to be healing yourself. And I found that the way to protect and preserve the health and the function and vitality of your organs is to cleanse them. So, you know, you change the oil in your car, you change the filters in your furnace. So you want to maintain those machines, right? So we want to maintain our body, our machine, our temple of the Holy Spirit, and want to keep it clean. So, you know, cleansing is not really an option anymore. It's really a necessity. So organ cleansing is very gentle and effective. You can still carry on your normal routine. You don't have to stay at home. And there's a certain way you want to do it for the betterment of the body. Okay, so you want to improve function. You don't want to slow function. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs, that's one of their specialties, is organ cleansing. And they have immune boosting and metabolic strengthening and balancing, as we talked about in the first segment, balancing the endocrine system for your hormones. So you have tools. There's ways to do that. You may just not have known about those ways. It's like the best kept secret. Didn't used to be the best kept secret in the United States. Oh, no. It didn't used to be. Prior to 1940, all of our medical doctors went to natural healing schools, and they were healing people through nutrition, right? They were getting rid of cataracts in 4 days. Huh? They wrote about it in their medical journals. And then what happened is there was this big shift, and we went from God's medicine to man's medicine. By 1940, you didn't have any natural healing medical schools. They were all closed by the petrochemical people, Rockefeller and the Magellan Group. And they opened the AMA medical schools that, you know, promote petrochemical type drugs. So this is what happened. This is what happened. And if you look at the stats now, people may be living longer, blah, 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 but it's not quality of life. They're really not quality of life. And now our mortality rates have really plummeted, so we have more people dying than are being born, and that's bad. They've had that 3 years in a row show up, and it's really concerning to a lot of scientists and medical physicians and even us general population. We're just like, what? That's right. So you can't come back from that if you're not having births that are more than people dying. See, that's the problem. So, yeah. So we're in a real pickle here. Yeah, well, you know, how many babies have we killed and murdered? And our blood runs, their blood runs through our streets. You know, we have blood on our hands as a nation, see. So, I think the death culture is prevalent today. They love death. That's what Jesus said. They hate me and they love death. And that's a literal, for sure. Well, anyway, so if you're looking at organ cleansing, metabolic strengthening, immune boosting, the place to go is thepowerherbs.com or the folks at Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, and you know, we're right around the corner here from the cold and flu season, so this is a great time to do your cleansing, get it out of the way before the holidays. It's also a good time to stock up on your cold and flu type formulas that will give you resistance, heighten your, you know, immunity, and be proactive out there in prevention, really. The power herbs puts the power in your hand. Well, and we got a few minutes, so I just wanted to mention real quickly, we have talked about the smallpox before, and I know people are somewhat concerned about that. Well, again, the Lord has given us certain medicinal herbs that have inhibitors to these types of diseases. So the pitcher's plant is one of them that was medically tested by research recently, and they were surprised beyond belief how the herb of the pitcher's plant was able to just, you know, destroy quickly the smallpox virus or your monkeypox virus. They tested on both of them. It was astonishing to them. And, you know, this was written about, you know, years ago, hundreds of years ago, they used in this plant, so they just wanted to test it out and see. And sure enough, under the microscope, exactly what they saw. So you have pitcher's plant herb, and then if you're worried about Ebola, you have gentian root, another inhibitor to hemorrhagic fevers. So, interesting though, gentian root. They make vermouth from that, Frank. Yeah. And you know what? Remember in the era of when, you know, you'd have, you know, a cocktail before dinner? The Elizabethan period, I guess. You know, usually they had a little cocktail half hour before dinner, and then they went and they had, you know, this, what, 8-course meal. And took 2 hours to eat. Can you imagine, Frank? I don't think anybody takes that long today. I think people eat like in 10 minutes, not 2 hours. But anyway, gentian root, or the vermouth in their cocktail, prepared the digestive system so that they didn't overeat a lot of that rich food. So gentian roots for digestive issues as well. Yeah, so this is a great idea for the holidays. You know, when you eat too much and Turkey Day comes around, you got to buckle the belt, you're watching the football. Oh, I ate too much. Try some gentian root half hour before you sit down. Won't overeat. You'll be happier. Trust me, you'll be happier. I don't know how many times I've heard relatives say, "Why didn't you slap me? I ate that extra slice of pie." Mm-hmm. Gentian root, people. Oh, I'm out of time. So don't forget, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Get a free catalog. You'll be glad you did. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.
Political, religious, and medical views presented on various shows heard on American Voice Radio Network are not necessarily the views held by the management of American Voice Radio and are not presented as an endorsement by this network. All statements heard on American Voice Radio are the sole responsibility and opinion of those who speak.